92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
These days, it seems like we don't need to worry about dying from what we eat when our lifestyle is probably going to kill us first. The World Health Organization did a study with about 1,000 people recently, and it shows that we are our own worst enemy when it comes to good health, because we're overworking. In 2019, 745,000 people died from stroke and heart disease that was directly connected to working long hours. Those people were working 70, 80, even 95 hours a week. They increased their risk by 35%. In other work-related news, I read an article about Amazon, which said that they have a goal to get rid of a certain percentage of employees every year. That seemed odd, so I kept reading, and it was confirmed by 3 different managers who said that they felt so much pressure to meet that goal that they hired people just to fire them so that they could protect the more important members of their teams. I probably shouldn't be surprised that this is a real practice. It doesn't just happen at Amazon, and it has a name. It's called hire to fire. OMG, how is that productive? How is that even legal? I mean, you take a job, a short time later you get dismissed from it, you don't know why, then you go to get another job and your future employer asks you why you're left and you can't give them a reason because it wasn't your fault. But it's a big red flag on your resume and they think it's suspicious and that could prevent you from getting your next job. There's nothing good about hire to fire. That's gotta stop.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.